Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Residential building, as you heard, has slowed by 16% in the third quarter of the year at a time when the sharp focus of the Department of Housing has been on boosting supply in the market. Despite this marked decrease in activity, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil, has said today that he was very confident that they will exceed quite substantially, his words, the target of 24,600 new homes set for 2022. Speaking in Longford this afternoon, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said that the Minister for Housing would bring an amendment to the Oireachtas next week to facilitate emergency planning for rapid build social housing.
Now, this year, it looks like we will exceed our targets that we had set. We had set a target of 24,500. It looks like now we will exceed that by the end of the year. And the Minister already is working on increasing the number of social housing units that will be built in 2023, particularly through the building of rapid housing on public land. And he will be bringing an amendment to the Oireachtas this week with respect to facilitating emergency planning in respect of social housing, rapid build social housing on public lands, to get a faster throughput of social housing, which will make up for, hopefully, any decline on the private side. So it's all hands on deck in relation to Housing for All.
And that's the Taoiseach speaking today in County Longford. I'm joined now by Cian O'Callaghan, housing spokesperson for the Social Democrats, and by Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers. You're both very welcome. Lisa Chambers, I might turn to you first of all and ask you for some more detail on that amendment that the Taoiseach was talking about to try and boost rapid build social housing. What do you know?
Yeah, so the details are still being fully worked out, but what's expected is that Minister Dara O'Brien will bring forward a proposal to Cabinet to amend the planning laws to allow for faster planning and procurement processes to deliver specifically social homes using modern technology and rapid build mechanisms. So that's what's been sought. There's support across Cabinet for that. The Taoiseach is supporting that, and the details of exactly how those powers will be used are still being worked out. But what it is expected to be targeting social homes specifically.
And why hasn't it been done before now? Because only yesterday an expert said that the lack of activity in Dublin social housing was jaw-dropping. Only 200 homes added in the 4 years since to 2021.
Yeah, the numbers of social homes that have been delivered in the last decade are not where they needed to be, and that's precisely why we have the housing situation that we have, where we don't have enough homes to meet the demand that's currently there. But Minister Dara O'Brien, who's only been there since 2020, and during that time has been dealing with a pandemic, a war in Europe.
But sorry, why didn't you bring this amendment before now?
Well, he's bringing it now. I think you'll appreciate that, particularly in the last, say, you know, this year in particular, with the war in Europe, that has exacerbated issues. We have close to 70,000 new people in the country from Ukraine, and other people as well from other countries seeking protection. So okay, the numbers coming in have increased dramatically.
Could I ask Cian O'Callaghan,
the situation?
Could this amendment, do you accept that it couldn't have been brought before now because of the war in Europe?
Well, it's very hard to understand in terms of measures that have been brought in now. You know, if the government thinks they're a good idea, why they weren't done before now. Look, I haven't seen any details of what they're proposing or planning, so I don't know what's in it. Certainly would welcome anything to speed up the procurement process and make that more efficient. That can be very slow for local authorities. I think there's a number of structural issues, though, that really need to be sorted out in terms of housing delivery, and I haven't heard from the government that are going to do anything around those. You know, things like getting more land available for housing at affordable prices, things like getting infrastructure, delivery of infrastructure matched with housing needs, doing that much better, addressing blockages in finance, especially, you know, for smaller builders who are, you know, and not-for-profit housing associations who are squeezed out of, for example, trying to get sites for building. In fact, we've had local authorities into us and the housing, Oireachtas Housing Committee, saying they can't compete to get sites to build housing on against the
Yeah, but you'd imagine
developers.
That all those things you've mentioned are being worked on. All hands on deck, said the Taoiseach today. You heard that clip. And he said the targets for this year would be met.
Well, let's be very clear. The targets in terms of social, affordable cost rental homes are not going to be met. The Taoiseach is talking about the delivery this year of about 28,000 new homes throughout the country and saying that's meeting the targets. But even the Department of Housing have said that we need about 40,000 new built homes each and every year. So that's well short of the need that is there.
So Lisa Chambers, the targets are inadequate.
Well, the target that was set for this year, taking into consideration the context that we're dealing with, was 24,600 homes. We will exceed that. The expectation is that 28,000 homes will be completed at the end of this year. So numbers are going in the right direction. We've had a record number of completions for the first three quarters of this year, with over 20,000 houses completed already this year. And just to address some of the points that Keane has raised around, you know, finances and the difficulty accessing finance, the issue around small builders and also local authorities finding it difficult, we are already working on these issues. There are specific projects, if I can mention those. We've got Project Tishy, which the LDA, the Land Development Agency, are already advancing. This aims to unlock land that's in private ownership where planning permission has been granted but has stalled due to financing and other issues. So the LDA are actively working with those builders that have those planning permissions to get those projects delivered. We have the Croí-Cónaithe Cities Fund, which is there to, I suppose, bridge that viability gap between the cost of building an apartment and actually the market sale price. So the state are stepping in there once again to bridge that gap and allow developers to build those apartments. And
but
in terms
very
of,
late in the day, though, all of this.
Well, no, those projects are already up and running, Cormac. And then with respect to the issue with contractors and the cost of building supplies that have gone through the roof, particularly because of the war in Ukraine, the state is already stepping in with public contracts. And there is what you would call, I suppose, a kind of a sharing the burden kind of project, where the costs of a project go up significantly, the state is stepping in to take the brunt of that hit up to 70%. So all of those issues that Keane has mentioned, which are genuine issues, government is already working on those and has specific projects in place to target those issues.
See, unfortunately, the numbers aren't going in the right direction. They're going in the wrong direction. So construction activity is down 16% in just a period of 3 months. Homelessness is at record levels. Rents are at record levels. House prices are at record levels. The number of people in their 20s and 30s living in their childhood bedrooms are going at record levels. And I really do wonder, does the government actually grasp? Because they're always telling us that the plan is working, we're doing this and that. But actually the numbers are going in the wrong way on every metric that counts. And I don't see the evidence that the structural issues that need to be addressed in housing actually really are being addressed. But also, look, there's short-term measures the government could do now to free up housing supply. For example, on the night of the census, there was about 35,000 empty rental units, homes around the country. And the government's been talking for years about regulating short-term lets, you know, full houses, full apartments that are operating with short-term lets without planning permission. That's yet to be done properly. We have a huge amount of vacancy still in the country, and while the government have talked about a tax on vacancy, they haven't yet brought it in, it is announced. But the level that they've set it at 0.3%
is way
too low to be effective.
That causes an awful lot of frustration. But what causes fear is predictions like that of the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland today. They're saying there could be a significant housing shortfall in 2024 and 25, Cian, because of inflation, among other reasons. What do you make of that? And could we be in a situation where the government policy, much lauded by them, housing for all, could be in trouble here?
Well, it is in trouble, and that prediction is very serious. I think there's been a mistake made, that there's been a complete reliance in terms of trying to get new housing delivery from the build-to-rent sector, and that sector is not now, in terms of investment, is not now predicted to perform well in the next number of years. And that's where, you know, the government have put all their eggs in that basket almost, you know, and I think that's been a mistake. And instead, we should be looking at other ways of delivering housing, including, you know, a lot of affordable purchase homes, affordable rental homes, and doing that on a scale that will meet people's housing needs. I mean, it's great if there's a few hundred done here or there, but it's actually thousands of those that we need each year to meet the need that is there at the moment.
Could I ask Lisa Chambers, is housing for all then, does it need to be looked at once again? If the chartered surveyors are correct here, and if there is to be a significant housing shortfall in 2024, just two years away, do we need to look at the policy again?
Look, I mean, there's no doubt that the Minister, of course, takes on board the views of chartered surveyors and others in the sector, because that's important viewpoints to take on board. To address some of Keane's points, I mean, Keane has pointed out a lot of issues, but I've heard very little in terms of solutions. Keane has mentioned that there needs to be affordable purchase and affordable rental. Those projects are already up and running, and I know, for example, there's a project being delivered in Mayo in terms of affordable purchase, so that's actually happening. And in terms of the suggestion from Keane that all of the metrics are going in the wrong direction, it's simply factually incorrect to say that. that by Q3 of this year, we will have delivered more homes than the entirety of last year. So that is fact. That's not opinion. Those numbers are going in the right direction.
But that only suggests that last year was terrible.
But I do want to acknowledge...
Sorry, hang on. That only, by comparing it with last year, it only suggests that last year was terrible because we still have a desperate housing situation in the country.
But sorry, the point I was making, Cormac, is that in the first three quarters of this year, we've already delivered more than the whole of last year. And we will reach our targets for this year.
The point still stands. And you're facing a situation now where developers, because of inflation and increased labour costs and so on, are walking away from projects that they had lined up in 2023 and 2024.
Well, that's precisely why we have Project Pishi, for example, which I already went through, where the LDA, the Land Development Agency, are going in. Where this planning permission granted and it's not proceeding, and there's issues around finances and other constraints, the Land Development Agency are literally lining up with developers to work with them to find out what the issue is and get that project.
Are you in favour of giving developers a tax break?
Everything should be explored to get housing supply up, but this is much more hands-on. It's actually finding out from each individual project what is the constraint.
I know,
and how
but
do we get it delivered?
Specifically on that one, Lisa Chambers, because I know it's an issue that splits Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So you're in favour of a tax break, are you, for developers?
I'm in favour of exploring whatever needs to happen to get housing delivered.
Can I ask you to move away? Because I know you have considered this and you're
of
quite a reflective politician. So move away from generality. Specifically, tax breaks for developers in the situation of the crisis that we have. Are you in favour of
it? You see, one could already argue that where you have a situation, say, for public contracts, where the state is already stepping in to take up to 70% of the hit on cost inflation, that's already a financial assistance to developers.
So you're against it?
It's just got a different name on it.
You're against it,
are you? When you say tax breaks for developers, it gets emotive and it's taken up the wrong way.
Why are you afraid of saying if you're in favour of it?
I'm not, because I don't want what I'm saying to be twisted into something that I'm not trying to suggest. What I'm saying is that whatever we need to do to assist developers, those building homes for families, to get those projects up and running, I think it's actually much more successful and hands-on for the LDA to go in and work with developers.
Sounds like a Fianna Fáil politician to say that you're in favour of tax breaks for developers.
If you'd allow me as well to address the point around the reason for the slowdown in construction, which we have to acknowledge, we are in a situation where there's very high inflation. Supply chains have been impacted significantly. Ireland is not the only country dealing with these challenges, but we are very much aware of them, and we have different projects and schemes in place to directly deal with those issues. Okay. So, as I said, the numbers are going in the right direction, and we will meet and exceed our targets for this year.
Okay, time is against us. Look, we'll have to leave it there. Lisa Chambers, Fianna Fáil, Kino Callaghan, Social Democrats. Thank you very much indeed.